All right, here we go, folks. Hopefully we have some good connection today. I had a real rough week, the stream connection. Don't know why. We're looking into it. We'll figure it out. But the CDC, as the title says, the CDC has now officially stated, it's on their website, that two masks are better than one. You knew it was coming, right? Fauci, you know, did his thing, went back and forth. But then he suggested here recently that they might, that the CDC might make that suggestion. Of course, since he said that, he's changed his own mind about masks, what he's going to eat for lunch, his favorite color. Because that's what he does. He doesn't know what he thinks. Doesn't know who he is. He just knows he's short. But the CDC, they're going to stick to it. They brought this up. That's from their website. There's more stuff on there. And look, to be clear, it's not a mandate, at least yet. It's a suggestion. They're stating, we think that the two is better than one. Which is true if you're talking about two drinks. It's true if you're talking about two steaks, two whatever. But not for masks. Not for masks. And what concerns me, and I'm sure concerns you, and I've seen it already some here in the chat, is where do they go with this? How far does it go? You know, again, just because they're not mandating it, the CDC, which really they're not in the business of mandating things anyways, doesn't mean that others won't. And that's where it gets slippery. That's where it gets tricky. You know, our airlines going to mandate it. Stores, we're just starting to see stores. Again, things are pretty open here. But the mask thing has been pretty consistent. That you still need a mask or it's required. I went into a store this morning, which said that we wear masks. We require you to wear a mask. It's also governed by the state. It's a requirement of the state. It's not. I don't know if they just printed those signs for the other states they're in because it's a big box store, but it's not a requirement here. But they're still pushing it. But will people take it to the next level now? You can't come in unless you've got two. Anyways, it's absurd. We're going to talk more about this COVID stuff, travel specifically. You know, again, are the airlines going to do this? Or are they not? There's some other travel stuff we're going to get to here in a second. But please, last thing on the two masks part. Y'all don't wear two masks. Don't wear, you will look stupid. It's not going to help you. You'll just be laughed at. All right, real quick. We spoke about Mark Cuban and the Mavericks yesterday, how the Dallas Mavericks were not going to play the national anthem before their home games. They hadn't been, and then they finally said, look, we're not going to do it anymore. It's not happening. Well, I guess the outcry was enough that the NBA stepped in and was like, yeah, no, you are. You're going to play. All teams, in fact, will play the national anthem. So Cuban loses this one. Granted, to a league who's still loyal to China. Black Lives Matter ahead of America and Americans. But they saw the fiscal cost of what was associated with this and what the blowback would bring, and they decided to change their mind there. So just had to give you that update. Okay, we're going to talk impeachment today. Going to get into that a little bit. Gina Carano fired for her beliefs from the Star Wars series, The Mandalorian. Obviously, lots of opinions out there on that from both sides. And then Bruce Springsteen in some hot water. Jeep's taking down that ad. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about why. And DeSantis is just being awesome again. He's just, it's what he does right now. I'm not saying he'll always be this awesome, but right now, he's like rolling around in awesomeness. And I don't want to say what I was going to say next, but he's killing it. So we'll get into that real quick, though, guys. You got to head on over to mammothnation.com. They're America's conservative discount club. They are on a mission to keep this country on track. It's better than a donation to a candidate or a PAC. These guys do the legwork for you. They find the right causes, the right people who are going to help stick to the Constitution, stick to supporting the Second Amendment. You're supporting your law enforcement officers, your military, all of that, your right to worship. They do it for you, and it's, again, it's better than a donation. You pay $19 a year to sign up. That's it. And then you get discounts on all sorts of amazing products just for signing up. You'll pay for that annual fee probably with your first discount. So go check it out. Again, it's mammothnation.com. Wouldn't tell you if I didn't mean. If you become a lifetime member like me, they'll send you American flag, some other goodies just for signing up. Again, it's mammothnation.com. So back to travel. The Biden administration, lots of things on the plate, right? They've shoved a lot of stuff down our throat already. The Biden administration. But they're considering a lot of new efforts to control, basically just to control the population, if you break it all down. Because that's really what it is. It's not really protection. It's not, hey, we're protecting you and protecting others. It's what else can we get away with here? Because some of it's just become laughable. But it's control. It's ignorance. It's both. It's bad either way. But they're considering, Pete Buttigieg was talking about this week, they're considering a new travel requirement that you'd have to have a COVID test in order to travel domestically, what have you, on airplanes. Obviously, we've talked about the COVID passport that's being discussed, a digital passport that would be required for international travel. But now things are starting to, which we knew they would, eke their way into domestic travel. So to see your family, for example, Thanksgiving this year, and don't think that this won't still be going on in Thanksgiving. I hate to burst your bubble here, but it's going to be. In what form and what variety is TBD with things changing so fast, but it's not going to just be better by then. Because again, they have control. They have all this ability to exert their power and make change on you, your country, your livelihood, all that stuff. So this is not going to be gone by then. We keep hearing about the new variants. We keep hearing about all these new rules. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong there. But when you fly home to see your family for Thanksgiving, you're going to have to prove that you do not have COVID, which is just a whole other thing. And then there's the layers of it. Okay. How long ago could you have had the test? Is it a 3-day window? How long is that good for? Because when you fly somewhere, typically, not always, but typically you fly back. Do you have to get another one while you're there just to be able to fly home? Lots of questions to be answered. None of it's good. None of it's good. But that's just one part of it. So they're discussing that. And now, as the Miami Herald reported, the Biden administration is considering whether to impose domestic travel restrictions, including on Florida, this state here, fearful that these new mutations that started in, you know, the UK, there was reports in South Africa, Brazil, that these new mutations are dangerous, and basically implying because Florida's doing well and they're not towing the line and going along with what we say, we're going to impose it on them. They're talking about California too, in fairness, who's obviously doing the exact opposite approach. But look, if this happens, it's A, ridiculous. As John Cardillo said on Twitter this morning, it would be kind of a badge of honor if you ban us from traveling down here because we're kicking this thing's ass. We're doing a great job. We're going to talk more about that later in the show with DeSantis. Some of the fun that's being had here, the economy's open here. The numbers are good here. Yes, they're picking certain things to blow up and out of proportion, but if you look at things on the whole, the numbers are good here. This is the state to be in. Our humidity sucks. Everything else, good. But they're talking about it. And they're talking about putting that into place. So can you imagine the things that are on the table now? And I have some trips that I canceled this year just because I don't know what the state of things is going to be. One, I don't know what YouTube and all these platforms are going to continue to do to us and if I'll ever be able to afford to go anywhere again. But two, I don't know what the travel experience is going to be like. It sucks right now as it is, just having to wear a mask on there. I mean, you milk your drink you take the slowest sips ever. You make that little water bottle, or if you're in first and you've got a cocktail. I mean, it's probably how it's supposed to be done, but it's a slow process. You try and milk that thing. But it sucks the way it is now. Then you're saying, okay, well, you've got to have a COVID test to get there. You're likely then going to have a COVID test to get back because certainly they're not going to trust what you're going to do in X location and allow you to get back on the plane to go back to Y location where you originally came from. So there's that. There's the COVID passport for international travel. And then there's potentially, if you live in a freedom-loving state like me here in Florida, you just can't go anywhere. You just can't go anywhere because you're not complying with the rules. We're going to label it that it's because of this mutated version of the virus, which DeSantis is saying, and others here in the state are saying, they believe the vaccine covers and should not really be an issue. Also, again, freedom, it's just a word that we need to remember. It is still a word. It's going more and more away, but crazy stuff. It's crazy to see all that's happening on that front. And again, I don't think in the next several months and even the vast majority of this year that it's going to get better. It's going to get worse, sadly, before it gets better. And then hopefully we get this thing back on track. All right, man, we got some problems some real problems, some we can control, some that we cannot. One that we most certainly can control is what's happening south of your border. I am talking about your junk, and UFM underwear for men, excuse me, has the solution. It's all because of their patented pouch system that eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions, moves with your body so you can go from one activity to the next without a second thought. They're great for sports. They're great for work, everyday use. There's medical applications, all sorts of reasons to get them. You just need to do it. So head on over to UFMunderwear.com. Treat yourself right. Use promo code Drew to save $6. Man, you'll be glad that you did. Ladies, do the same. Hook your man up. It's UFMunderwear.com. Tons of varieties, tons of styles, colors, what have you. You'll be glad that you did. He'll be glad that you did. So again, it's UFMunderwear.com. Use promo code Drew to save $6. So this impeachment garbage, which is what it is continuing on. Much like the last one, you know it's not going anywhere. You know it's garbage, but we just have to all sit back and go through it, which is ridiculous. And the Democrats, in this particular case, as you've seen, if you've watched any of it or you've seen clips on social media, this show, what have you, are basically leaning heavily on doctored footage and or CCT camera footage of known figures. Then they mash that together with scenes from the chaotic and violent, disruptive, destructive, whatever you want to call it, day. And they just tug on your emotions. Here's one example of Rep. Stacey Plaskett describing the scene as VP Mike Pence was ushered out of the building, roll one.
You can see Vice President Pence and his family quickly move down the stairs. The vice president turns around briefly as he's headed down. As Pence was being evacuated, rioters started to spread throughout the Capitol. Those inside helped other rioters break in through doors in several locations around this entire building. And the mob was looking for Vice President Pence because of his patriotism, because the vice president had refused to do what the president demanded and overturn the election results. During the assault on the Capitol, extremists reportedly coordinated online and discussed how they could hunt down the vice president. Journalists in the Capitol reported they heard rioters say they were looking for Pence in order to execute him. Trump supporters had erected a gallows on the lawn in front of the Capitol building. Another group of rioters chanted, "Hang Mike Pence," as they stood in the open door of the Capitol building. You can hear the security alarm from the door in the background, and you can hear the mob calling for the death of the Vice President of the United States.
So basically the message there was, this was a bad day. This was a bad event. People did bad things, said mean things. Well, no shit, we knew that. We were well aware of that. Everyone's aware of that. It was not a good day for America. Whether you thought it needed to happen, don't think it needed to happen, wherever you fall in it, it wasn't a good day for America. It wasn't a good look. There's people who did things wrong. There's most of the people there who did things right. Which is, of course, lost in all of this, too. But again, the point of this whole discussion was it a bad day? The point of it is, did the former president, Donald J. Trump, incite it? Which there's no evidence proving that. But they just keep showing these things up there to tug on people's emotions. See? Do you see how bad it was? People were saying bad things and doing bad things. And then they'd mix in, you know, comments which you've heard throughout the week of fight like hell, this, that, and the other from President Trump, taken totally out of context, not being used as an instruction. It's insane. They were even forced at one point to remove some evidence that they put forth that was proven to be not true. This was the scene there, roll two.
The impeachment manager, Mr. Cicilline, correctly and accurately quoted a newspaper account which the distinguished senator has taken objection to. So we're happy to withdraw it.
It's not true, and it's
not on the grounds that it is on the grounds that it is not true. And we are going to
repeated it too.
Okay, we're going to withdraw it this evening, and without any prejudice to the ability to resubmit it, if possible, and then we can debate it if we need it. But it's not. This is much ado about nothing because it's not critical in any way to our case.
You're not the one being cited as a witness, sir.
All right, so there's some back and forth there. And again, I think they've looked stupid. I don't think Trump's team has done a good job either, to be fair. But the results are still, you don't have any significant evidence that proves your point. You also know that it's not going to go anywhere, which begs the question, why are we doing this? But, and if there was legit evidence, which we know there's not, but if there was legit evidence or something that smelled even of legit evidence, look, all right, fine. Let's do an investigation. Let's look into this further. Let's make a fair assessment, but we know there's not. They know there's not. I mean, again, CNN and some of these publications and networks have come out and said it was pre-planned, this, that, and the other, and given him a pass. But then because it's going forward and the Dems are still going to push the impeachment sham, they get back on board and talk about how reprehensible of a day it was and that he incited this, this, that, and the other. It's like, well, you got to make up your mind. It's clear what happened, but you got to make up your mind on what your narrative is going to be, what your message is going to be. And they don't have any evidence. And that's what's so frustrating about this is this is how the Democrats play. Hey, do we have anything? No. Let's do it anyways. Let's do it anyways. It'll further divide the country. We get to throw more mud at Trump's face, more mud at conservatives' face. And in the end, we'll look like idiots, but so will he, because there's been so much press and coverage about it, and people are dumb, and they won't do the research, and they'll just listen to what they say, and we'll have accomplished our mission. Stands the one piece of actually getting this impeachment thing done, because they're not going to get 67 votes, and they're not going to prevent him, which they've said is their goal, from running from office again, should he choose to. Speaking of that, this was Lisa Murkowski, who's a fair-weather GOP senator who frequently goes against us, voted to continue the process here with impeachment. This was her basically saying Trump's not going to be elected again. People won't go for it. Roll 3.
Really powerful.
It was disturbing.
I mean, you're reliving this. You're a juror. Mm-hmm. You are also mm-hmm. a target of what happened. Mm-hmm. Can you just sort of mm-hmm. take us to the chamber and what you're thinking? Are you angry? How do you feel?
I'm angry. I'm disturbed. I'm sad. As you say, we're reliving this. We lived it once, and that was awful. And we're now reliving it with a more comprehensive timeline. I know what I was feeling in the Senate chamber when I could hear those voices. I knew what it meant to be running down this hallway with my colleagues. I wasn't fully aware of everything else that was happening in the building. And so when you see all the pieces come together, the just the total awareness of that, the enormity of this, the threat, not just to us as people, as lawmakers, but the threat to the institution and what Congress represents. It's disturbing.
How much?
Greatly disturbing.
The managers today have been trying to make the case that this was completely Donald Trump's doing. Do you agree with that?
I think that the House managers are making a very strong case for a timeline that laid out very clearly with the words that were used, when he used them, how he used them, to really build the anger, the violence that we saw here in this Capitol.
Is there any doubt in your mind as you watch that? They called it a drumbeat with regard to what was happening. They built, like you said, a timeline. Is there any doubt in your mind that Donald Trump incited an insurrection?
I am looking at what we're seeing now. I have said that I will look to the evidence that is presented The evidence that has been presented thus far is pretty damning. But I also know that I have an obligation, a responsibility, and one that I accept to listen to what the defense will present. And so we'll have an opportunity to do that in a day or so. But today, again, I think the series of videos that we've seen, again, a reminder of what we all lived through. And unfortunately, what some did not live through is greatly, greatly disturbing.
Do you have concerns if the Senate does not act and bar Donald Trump from running for office again, and he could run again, and that he could incite the same mob of supporters here?
Frankly, I don't see how after the American public sees the full story laid out here, not just in one snippet on this day and another on that, but this whole scenario that has been laid out before us, I don't see how Donald Trump could be reelected to the presidency again. I just don't see that.
All right, so I let that go on for a while because I think it's funny how you can't even hear her because she's wearing the stupid mask. It's dumb. She talks about all this damning evidence, which, again, you've watched videos that make you uncomfortable. That is not evidence. That is just evidence that what happened was not good, which, again, we knew. We didn't need a week of hearings to beat that dead horse. Didn't need it. Wasn't necessary. So you cannot like President Trump. You cannot like this, that, or the other. That's your call. But the way that she's describing this is wrong, and I think it's naive. Look, I don't know if he's going to run again or not. I don't know if he should run again or not. I go back and forth on it. Because I don't know, frankly, none of us know where this country's going. I mean, look at what's happened in the first 3 weeks of this dude's administration. We don't know where we're going to be. But to say that the people wouldn't do that, I disagree with that point. The people would. If he went out there, the people who are looking at this normally are the same people who voted for him this last time and would vote for him again. The people who think that what they're watching, those videos, are evidence, are the same people who didn't vote for him the first time too. So I don't know that she's right there. And frankly, she rarely is, Lisa Murkowski. All right, podcast listeners, you can find us on every major platform out there, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, you name it. Would really appreciate you heading on over there, subscribing if you have not, giving us a favorable review, ideally 5 stars, just saying. It helps with the algorithm. There's some vanity in it too, sure, but it really does just help with the algorithm. So if you could do that, tell your friends, your colleagues to do it as well. It would be super helpful to us to keep things going here. Also, head on over to drewberkowitz.com. You can see the link at the bottom of the screen. It's pretty easy to remember. It's just myname.com. And you can find news commentary there. You can listen to the show. You can watch the show. Please, while you are there, if you have not, subscribe to the newsletter. I know everyone hates emails, but this is the way things are going, guys. All these platforms are censoring us, suppressing our voice. It's hard to get our message out. It's hard to monetize things. It's hard to do all of those things. It helps us a ton. If you sign up for that list, you stay on that list, and you engage with that list. So please do so. Tell your friends, family members, colleagues, etc. to do that as well. Finally, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Gab, Parler, all those places. Subscribe here on YouTube. Obviously, Parler's not back up yet, but you know what I'm saying. When they come back up, subscribe here on YouTube. Click the notification button. And then lastly but not least, please go to rumble.com or download the Rumble app and subscribe to This Is My Show there. You can search Drew Berkowitz. This Is My Show. Either way, you'll see the logos and recognize that it's there. All right, on the other side, we'll get to this Disney stuff. A lot of cancel culture stuff. Pretty stupid, if you ask me. That's all coming up. Stick around. Life in America isn't what it used to be. What the liberal Democrats have planned for this country and your family would be devastating. At Mammoth Nation, we're committed to supporting conservative candidates. We also stand behind our police, military and veterans, the Second Amendment, and much more. In return for your patriotism, you get great discounts on things like hotels, shopping, wireless, and much more. Discover your Mammoth buying power today. Go to mammothnation.com and join now.
the only proper way to adjust your set.
Yeah.
Underwear for men. Set them once and done for all-day comfort.
All right, we played their anthem yesterday. Welcome to the United States of China, because pretty much that's where we're headed. A place where dissenting views will be called out, individuals will be punished for said views. We're seeing it now. Purge of conservative voices across the country. Removals, people being banned, this, that, and the other. And or if you're us who don't say anything super strong or crazy, they'll just suppress you completely. So we're not removing you, but we're just going to make sure no one hears you. So Disney's decided they wanted to get involved. Disney Plus in particular, since they're the ones who distribute this. But they got involved in the game of cancel culture this week, because why not? Everyone else is. Outraging conservative fans. Before, there were the other fans were pissed off. Now, conservative fans outraged because they fired Gina Carano, who starred as Cara Dune on The Mandalorian, very popular series you've probably heard of if you have not watched on Disney Plus. But the question is, why? Why did they do it? And really, I mean, I don't even need to tell you. You know the answer. She has different political opinions, and people were offended. Their feelings were hurt, because God forbid people be different these days. And she had compared on Twitter as a conservative, conservatives, basically, to what was, you know, what's going to happen, what's happening now, excuse me, to conservatives in this country, to what happened to Jews under Nazi Germany. Now, is it a strong comparison? Is it one that's going to make some people uncomfortable? Sure. But are there parallels? Are the playbooks for what the Democrats are doing? Are there a lot of similar tenets in that? Yeah, there absolutely are. So bottom line is, it's her opinion. It's her opinion. And that is what's happening. There is a lot of stuff. The other side, there's a lot of people in this world who do not know what is happening with the purge of conservative voices, the, you know, stuff that's happened to Parler, stuff that's happening to all these platforms. They don't know. So when you say, oh, man, we're getting purged, they're like, what are you talking about? But it's real. We know it's real. I can guarantee you it's real. And it hurts in a lot of ways. But her critics responded by demanding that she lose her job. How dare you have a different opinion than us? This is Hollywood. We're all hateful people who claim that we love everyone and we're all equal until you are not on our side, and then we will literally come after you in the most vile way. This was a comment from Lucasfilms, who of course produces the series. Gina Carano is not currently employed by Lucasfilm, and there are no plans for her to be in the future. Continued on, nevertheless, her social media posts denigrating people based on their cultural and religious identities are abhorrent and unacceptable. So that's that. Folks on Twitter went back and forth on this with competing hashtags calling for her removal and those supporting her. But in the end, what's interesting, as of last night and I think into this morning too, what was trending was not the get rid of her or defending her. What was trending was cancel Disney Plus. Hashtag cancel Disney Plus. People were going after the network saying, hey, look, you're going after someone for having a different idea than you. The comparison is strong, sure, but there's people out there that say such worse things. Such worse things that have no problem whatsoever getting their next gig, their next job. They're not affected on Twitter or Facebook because they're on the other side. I mean, you can think of all the examples that are out there, but again, particularly in Hollywood, but really now everywhere, this is bleeding into every facet of our society. It's unacceptable to have conservative Christian values. You're just going against the grain too much if you do that. This was one of the things that was posted then taken down by her, and one of the ones that people had big concerns with. I'll read it, and then I'll let you decide what you think of. But here it is. Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children. Because history is edited, most people today don't realize that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers were easily rounded up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is this different, or how is that different from hating someone for their political views? And of course, you can draw the parallels with the pandemic, all of that stuff, people ratting out people for a number of things these days. So you can see the parallels there. Again, is it a strong suggestion? I personally don't think it is. I understand why people think that, though, because of how awful of an event that was. But what's so funny is they can't see, the other side cannot see, that they are treating half of America eerily similar to that, just for having different ideas and opinions. And again, she did not threaten anyone. She did not say anything violent towards anyone. She just has a conservative mindset, a constitutional mindset, if you look at all of her other posts and tweets, and she's not okay with what is happening in the country right now, which is her right, your right, my right. It's their right to be equally, you know, doing the things that they're doing on their side, which I think are stupid, I think are hateful, I think are unwelcoming of other ideas and opinions. And I don't think they appreciate America. I think they want a different America. But that's what's happening. And now she's lost a job, a great opportunity, working on a Star Wars product. Obviously, everything that has to do with Star Wars always does well. The Mandalorian's no exception. It's done phenomenal. But she lost that opportunity because not only did she have her own opinions and ideals, but she spoke about them. I think this is so dangerous. I know multiple people who work in entertainment in Hollywood who are conservative, and to stay there and stay employed, they have to fake it. They basically are acting their whole lives. You're at a party, you're this, that, and the other. You're saying, you know, screw the GOP, F Trump, this, that, and the other, just so you can keep working. And I'm not endorsing that and saying that's cool. I'd rather just have people stand up for who they are. But you understand why they do it, because you lose your job, like Gina did. You're toast. If you have a dissenting view or opinion, you're done. And not only do you lose your job, they're going to make sure that you do not get another job because they're so full of hate. They're so unwilling to entertain anything else. It blows my mind. All right, hey, real quick, I didn't do it at the top, but this segment's brought to you by Hero Soap Company. They're great people. They won't censor you for having a different opinion. They're just going to give you kick-ass soap. So you got to go check it out. It's made here in the USA. All natural essential oils. None of the harmful crap that's in competitor soap companies out there. It's a veteran-owned company. They do a ton to get homeless veterans off the street working with Operation Finally Home. So you got to check them out. They're huge supporters of the show. So we need to share them some of our love as well. It's herosoapcompany.com. You can subscribe to a no-contract monthly delivery of soap straight to your front door. Never run out again while you're there. You can check out the Freedom Box that you see on the screen. You can also get some body washes, all kinds of other products. There's stuff for men. There's stuff for women. Use promo code Drew, D-R-E-W, to save 10% on all of it, including your subscription. Again, it's herosoapcompany.com. Let freedom clean. All right, on the other side, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll get to this Bruce Springsteen debacle with the Jeep commercial, a DWI. We'll get to this Ron DeSantis clip, which I love, and then also this other just random clip that I think is maybe hopeful for us with as crappy as 2020 and 2021 has been. It's not going to make sense. I'm just going to show it to you, and then we'll talk about it after that. It's all coming up. Stick around.
Do you love freedom? Do you love being clean? Then you'll love Hero Soap Company, made in the USA. Chemical and fragrance free. A portion of each purchase donated to veteran and first responder charities. Initial subscription purchase is matched bar for bar and sent overseas to deploy troops. Let freedom clean. Hero Soap Company.
All right, welcome back, folks. This segment brought to you by Red Beach Nation. Whether you live at the beach, going to a beach, just want to imagine yourself, Red Beach Nation has the comfy patriotic apparel that you're going to need. Great company, tons of products. We're involved with them, so obviously we like them even more. But they do. They've got tons of stuff that you're going to love. We're working on, I don't know if Lee is here today, but we're working on the Make Local Sexy shirt. Should have that out soon. But there's tons of stuff on there for men, for women, new stuff being added all the time. So check it out. It's redbeachnation.com. Use promo code Drew to save 10% and share away with people. It, again, helps us a lot. If you go and support that, it'll support the show. All right, so remember that Jeep ad. We talked a little bit about it the other day from the Super Bowl. Had a great message. It really did. About the middle, the reunited states of America, called for unity and peace and this, that, and the other. Stuff that's not going to happen, granted. But it was a great message. It was very highly produced, well produced, shot well. The problem was, as I mentioned the other day, they used Bruce Springsteen as the double-earringed cowboy in the commercial. And he's anything but centered in his views. He's in fact radical and was very outspoken about the Trump administration. So wasn't the right pick. But now it's worse. Now this whole thing has gotten even worse because Jeep has now pulled the ad over reports that Springsteen had received a DWI, which of course is not something that they're going to condone or anyone should condone, driving under the influence, and doesn't look good. So they pulled the ad. They've taken it down. And that's all kind of blown up in their face. And there's been lots of discussion about it. So last thing on that, and then I want to talk about his DWI real quick. Again, I think that message for the people who got mad at the fact that he was in it, me included, but the people who got mad at that, let's do remember that the message was awesome. And what they were saying is what would be nice. It is what would be really helpful in getting us back on track. It just, they chose the wrong guy and they don't understand that people are so hate-filled right now that it's probably not going to happen, sad as that is. But what's interesting about this DWI, and again, I don't like Springsteen. I thought he had some good music growing up, but he became so outspoken, so political later in his career that he just was intolerable. There's some actors, most actors and entertainers obviously are liberal-minded, but some of them don't open their traps all the time. So it's more tolerable, easy to watch them, listen to them, and you don't think about it. Not everyone is an Alec Baldwin or a Robert De Niro, Michael Moore, people that fall into that just rage-filled category. Rosie O'Donnell, she's so angry, I don't even know how she's still among the living. But new reports have now emerged that allege that he had just one shot of tequila, Springsteen. And again, I'm not defending him here, but he was well under New Jersey's limit for driving, reportedly cooperated with law enforcement during the process, and still got dinged with this, is still getting crushed on social media and in the news for it. He now needs an ignition lock. He has to attend, I think it's two classes, at the state's Intoxicated Driver Resource Center. $1,000 vehicle insurance surcharge for a period of 3 years, plus the fine and any other things that they loop in with it, which I saw that and I thought it was worth noting because, again, I'm not for him. I think he was an awful choice for that commercial. I'm not a fan of him at all. And we don't support driving under the influence, but one shot of tequila, he wasn't technically breaking the law according to their limits. Seems like they went a little overboard there. Just a little bit of more overreach that we're seeing in so many places. Speaking of drinking or over drinking, Bruce didn't over drink there. If he just had one shot and wasn't breaking their legal limit law, it seems like I'm defending drinking today, but defending him a little bit, saying why all this punishment? Why all this punishment? I get on the face that it sounds bad, so take the commercial down. But why all this punishment for something when it wasn't broken? And then people are getting pissed at Tom Brady. Tom Brady was seen, intoxicated after the boat parade, the celebration in Tampa yesterday, because he won his 7th Super Bowl, more than any team has. The Steelers, the Patriots have 6. Tom Brady has 7. But people are going nuts over it. Like, oh, what an awful example. Okay, is it a good look? No, it's not a good look. But did he just win his seventh Super Bowl? Does he, like, 99% of the time eat this crazy diet to the point where he can play quarterback and start and win Super Bowls at age 43, which is unheard of? It's absolutely insane. Let the dude let his hair down a little bit. Have some fun. So, again, it sounds like I'm defending public drunkenness and someone driving that way. I'm not at all. But, like, cast the first stone if you're perfect. I had trouble seeing that. He's a superhuman. He's a great example. 99% of the time. Let's give him a break. And then I guess we don't have this clip, but speaking of hate and people, you know, the media was there. We talked about the CNN chick earlier in the week wearing two masks, shocked and dismayed that everyone in Florida was celebrating and having fun without masks. Then we talked about some of the heat from the mayor, who's saying that they're going to use local law enforcement to go after people who didn't wear a mask to the game or to the festivities surrounding the game. And now people got pissed because yesterday people were out having fun celebrating at the boat parade because their team won the world championship. Ron DeSantis took to the microphone, though, in a press conference and during the Q&A session, defended it like, hey, basically, chill out. You guys chill out. Like, the Bucks just won. We're following the rules. The people who aren't like doing awful things. He defended them and again was like, Florida is doing it right. Our numbers show we're doing it right. You know, he defended all of his policies and said, you, the media, and he slammed it and he pointed his finger at them. You guys are the ones who have a problem with this. You guys are the one who are pushing this issue and making it something that it's not. And then they went on and talked about the vaccine and how he and his staff believe that it will cover these mutated versions that are out there that are having people concerned, the Biden administration considering travel bans on Florida and other states, which again, I just believe in my heart of hearts that any travel ban on Florida is going to be because we're not following their rules. We're not doing it the way that they do it, and we're doing it better, and they hate that because it takes control away from them. But He stood his ground, as he always does, did a hell of a job. You can watch the clip online somewhere. Then lastly, this is random, but the scene I'm about to show you is about how things are going for this year and last year in terms of the start. The finish, though, maybe gives us some hope, and it's just kind of wild to see. Watch this truck. This was in Houston. If you didn't see it, watch this truck. It's going to go, I think, from left to right on your screen. Then we'll talk about it. Roll 5. All right, so if that truck is 2020 and 2021, spiraling out of control over the guardrail, dropping allegedly, according to their reports, 70 feet, but then surviving, if that's any indication of how this is going to end for us, maybe we still have hope yet. Maybe we can too. Crazy, though. Just saw that clip. I was like, man, that's definitely going to give you that rush in your stomach as you're flying over that rail there. Glad that they survived. Okay, let's look at some comments here. Let's look at some comments. Someone said earlier, a friend of mine from Orlando to Boston, they made her do a COVID blood test before she could board. Yeah, I think that, I mean, obviously everyone's going to do it differently and at different stages, but I think that stuff's coming. It's there in the case of your friend, but it's coming. These rules are going to get to the point where you're going to, look, I'm just not going to do it. I'm not suggesting that you don't do it. Others don't do it. I'm not wearing two masks. If you were going to make me travel and follow all these guidelines, I'm just going to wait. I'm not going to do it because it's miserable. Travel is not fun in the first place. Security lines, this, that, and the other. And then you add all these restrictions in, all these boxes you've got to check on top of it. I'm just not going to do it. I have the luxury where I don't have to. Some of you have to for travel. You're in sales. You're doing this, that, and the other, and you have to. You know, you're going to have to figure that out. But I do think that it's going to get worse before it gets better. All right. Bonnie said, ridiculous. What happened to the flu? We're all confused about what's real and what's made up. Exactly. Yeah, look at those flu numbers. It's really remarkable how it just pretty much went away this year. There's been lots of concerns over these tests, the, you know, what they're testing for, what pops up on the test, what doesn't. I'm not saying that people aren't getting it. I'm not saying that at all. But the messaging has been so bad. So bad on it. And that's something that we have said the whole time is, you guys don't seem to know what you're doing, but you're telling us all these things we have to do as if you are, even though there's lots of data that supports what you're telling us doesn't make sense either. You're pushing heavy fear despite the high survivability rate. You're pushing all of this nonsense. And again, no one is saying, hey, let's be calm, let's be smart, let's be, you know, as we say, be safe, be smart, be free. Like, they're not doing that. It's panic, it's fear, it's you're killing people, you're selfish. But there's no, hey, if you do this and you do this for this amount of time, it will be over and we'll be, you know, we'll know more about it. They still don't know enough about it. 2 weeks to slow the spread is coming up on a year. So the messaging is awful. And you're right, Bonnie, people are confused on what to believe. It's really hard to know what to believe as it pertains to that, as it pertains to news and how it's being reported by CNN, Fox, MSNBC, etc. Because there's so much crap to wade through. So much crap to wade. Fortunately, I can't smell anymore because of this damn virus. So at least as I wade through it, I don't have to worry about that. But Michael mentioned that there's negatives of mask wearing and that they outweigh the positives. There's a lot of, I don't know exactly what the data is. I know it's stupid. I'm not for it. I'll do it out of respect at certain places, but there's a lot of data that shows the contrary. Masks are bad. They can do damage to you because of, especially the two mask thing. It's a contentious topic, but I tend to agree with you. And again, if you're so scared that you feel like you need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 masks to go somewhere, don't go somewhere. If you've got a 95-year-old parent or grandparent that's got underlying issues and is vulnerable, maybe treat that situation different. Treat how you do things different. But for the vast majority of us, we just got to go. Open things up. Someone might get killed by a piano dropping out of a window tomorrow. Someone might get hit by a bus. Every time we wake up and we go out and we do things, we're putting ourselves at risk. The risk for this thing of getting it, yeah, they're high, but the risk of having serious complications and or death from it are so insignificant that it's kind of funny at this point. T. Shouten, you mentioned two kisses are better than one. I just thought I would say, yeah, well, absolutely. Hell yeah, they are. Why stop at two? Russell Warner mentioned that socialism, communism has been responsible for most deaths on Earth as a political ideology. It's awful. And the Democrat Party are quiet communists here. They would never identify themselves as that. But they are. They most certainly are. So you're right. And you hear horror stories of people who've come from Venezuela, who've come from Cuba, who've come from, you name the country that's been under this kind of rule. And it doesn't end well. It never has. Never has. Don't reference some of the countries who have parts of it, but then are also very capitalist and have democratic forms of government in some sense. Those ones don't count, and you need to look into that. But the ones that we're talking about and the ones that are more akin to what these people are trying to do are terrifying, and they've all ended horribly. And it will too here, I promise you. And I don't like making that promise, but it's true. It will. Dan Jones just said, F the CDC. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. Elizabeth Mueller, what's next? 3 masks? Yeah, at least. It's got to be at least. Someone said earlier, just go full hazmat. Could go. We've had the comments before, like a space outfit. And at least it could be cool. Maybe you could put some branding on there. I'm telling you, as long as people comply, they will keep going with stupid restrictions and rules. They just will. That's human nature. That's how their mindset works in the first place. But it is. It's human nature. People who have control want to hold on to control, and they want more control. So you continue to do this. We're a year in, and they flash these big numbers up on the screen, which, again, one's too many. But when you look at percentage points, it's not even a percent. It's a percent, half of a percent, or less than half of a percent of the country. We're not talking about, like, wow, 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10% of the country has died of this. No. those numbers are skewed in the first place, and then even so, we're not at a percent. Move on. Open businesses. It can't be what we do. The restrictions and how we respond to this can't be worse than the virus, and it absolutely has been. It absolutely has been. Russell also said, what's the point of a vaccine if you still have to wear a mask? Yeah, you still have to wear a mask. You still have to socially distance. You still can't get on a plane and travel freely without hitting all their requirements, without still wearing your mask, all of this stuff. What is the point? And I've had it. Some of you have had it. Why do we have to follow all these rules if I had it? Like, we're good, at least for a while. Yes, they don't know how long it lasts. They don't know how long the vaccine lasts either. So here we are. It's ridiculous. It further shows its control. It shows that they don't know what they're doing. They don't know enough about the virus and everything, but they do love control, and they're doing everything they can to keep it. Nathan said, Drew, you think this mask crap will calm down in the summer? I don't. I wish I had better news. I hope I'm wrong. I could be. I've been wrong before, like a couple times. Didn't feel good. But I hope I'm wrong. But I don't think it does. I think that this thing will continue on into the fall. I mean, like, there's no reason by next college football season, NFL, if you're still watching it, what have you, that those stands aren't full. There's no reason that by the fall we're not packing stadiums and arenas with concert goers. But I don't think it's going to happen. And that's what I want. I need to go to country concerts so bad right now that it hurt. Like we all need these fun things, like these outlets. But you got to do them the right way. Like, you don't want to go to a car concert where you sit in your car. Let's open it back up. It's got to be that way. But I don't think, getting back to your question, I don't think that the mask crap will die down by summer. Yeah, Schuster girl, good to see you again. I know some folks who got the vaccine and a week later they're starting to develop bad symptoms. One had a swollen arm, another starting to have delusions. There's been lots of people, and granted, you can say that for anything. I mean, listen to the damn commercials on TV. If you do this, you blah, 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 blah. You know, they speed through all the awful things that could happen to you. Everyone's wired differently. Everyone has their issues, and bad stuff happens. This world's trying to kill you from the second you come into it. But there's been people who've died from it. There's been people who got their first dose, then got it. There's been people who have had lots of issues, people who have the shakes, people who've had delusions, people have had, I have a friend who struggled with it too. So there's lots of drawbacks to it, but you know, for some people it's the right decision. They want to do it. That's their call. I'm not one of them. I'm not one of them. Drew's quote of the day, I've been wrong before just a few times. Yeah. I mean, every once in a while I'll throw something out there. The only way the mask goes away is if we stop wearing them. Tiffany, and I agree with you. Again, I do it certain places out of respect. But I also agree with you. Like, the only way that these people stop pushing this crap down on you, us, is if you push back. Because as long as they have a willing and accepting audience, they'll keep doing it. So I don't disagree with that. There has to be some pushback. There needs to be some restraint in that pushback and some logic and wisdom and discernment. But I think there has to be a fair and reasonable pushback that says, hey, look, we're done. We're not going to go and break laws, because most places it's not the law. Like here, there's businesses who say you have to according to the law, like I talked about earlier in the show, but it's not the law. They just want you to, and they know in most cases you'll go along with it. They have no recourse if you don't. So don't be a jackass about it and go in there and, you know, double bird everyone, pee in the corner of the store and say, I'm not wearing a mask, but do it fairly. Like, hey, look, it's not against the law. I'm just not down with it. You do you. By the way, you're not wearing one. Like, it's the whole thing's stupid. That's a good question, Randy Brown. If this all ends at some point, then what's next? What's the next way the government will use to scare and control us? That's the scariest part about all of this. The scariest part about all of this is we are a year into this, and we're no better off, we're worse off. Again, exceptions, Florida's doing great right now. There's some other states that are doing great right now, and there's a little bit more freedom, but we're still walking around wearing masks. You're still having to look at people driving in cars by themselves wearing masks, and then you laugh at them, then you feel bad for making fun of them, but then you laugh again because it's just so stupid. we're not in a great spot. Our country hates each other. We're divided. There's really no foreseeable way to bring it back together. And they've seen that they can get away with, you name it, so many things. So I don't know what the next thing's going to be, but it will come. Because why wouldn't it? Bravo Tango Shepherd, I'm not wearing a mask ever. Drone strike me. They might, bro. They might. I mean, we've talked about that. I mean, there's people on the other side comparing us to Al-Qaeda. I'd love to see them try and justify it, by the way. It's really tough to pull off a drone strike. Not so tough that we don't do lots of them, but it's tough to pull it off because you got to do it in the right spot where you don't have civilian casualties, right? You don't want to have collateral damage. The way our world's set up, with the exception of the very rural areas, it'd be tough to do that without having some collateral damage. Yeah, what are they up to now, Tiffany Ann? Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, well, listen, guys, we've got to do some reshoots for Mammoth Nation. Let's see what this last one is. There is no spoon. Put Gorilla Glue on your mask to achieve more efficiency, efficacy, whatever it says. I definitely don't recommend that. But yeah, I see what you're saying. All right, well, listen, have a great day. We're going to go take care of these shoots. We got one more show tomorrow. Reminder, we've got Booze and Banter tomorrow as well. I know we've had a couple connection issues this week, so we appreciate you weathering those with us. We're trying to sort through that with the different providers, get that taken care of. But we will be back tomorrow. We'll have Booze and Banter as well. So 12 p.m. tomorrow and then 4 p.m. tomorrow, both Eastern time. And then next week, full slate of shows. Everything is normal. We appreciate you showing up. We appreciate the engagement, even though people don't want you here, don't want you seeing this, as evidenced by the size of our audience lately. But we know who you are. A lot of you people show up, you hang out, you engage, and we think that's awesome. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Be safe out there. Be smart. Be free.